Let's get to flock cameras. If you don't know what they are, these are the cameras mounted on poles along public streets and neighborhood entrances. They're solar powered. They use AI to log, you know, your license plate number, make, model, color, other unique features. And frankly, they're causing quite an uproar, not only nationwide, but particularly here in Connecticut. And Bryson Hull is a Connecticut native. He's a former Reuters war correspondent. He's covered conflict, politics, energy on four continents. Now he's a communications and lobbying strategist, but he is watching and has a front row seat to a genuinely bipartisan revolt that's erupting in his own backyard as Milford residents are packing town hall meetings to fight flock safety's license plate cameras. Good morning to you, Bryson.
Good morning to you, John. Great to be back with you again.
Bryson, you spent years, I know, reporting from actual surveillance states. What did it feel like recently watching 300 of your Milford neighbors show up to fight license plate cameras in their own town?
It was absolutely amazing. It was a great moment. I testified. I made my case against it. It was a bipartisan moment. It's great to see in an era of, you know, where our democracy is always being questioned. It was great to see actual democracy at work and to be doing it in a bipartisan manner, because basically what happened in this town, the Milford police chief, Keith Mello, is the chair of the Connecticut Police Officer Standard and Training Council. So he's been there for many, many years. He's been in the position here for, gosh, 23 years, I think. And we had a fight here that drew, you know, news attention, negative news attention to the town in December of 2024 over the speed, the red light cameras, which are distinct from the flock cameras, as you know. And we testified against that. It was a rubber stamp, went through. I think they brought in $1 million in the first month or 2 months. So that people are aware to what's up. And then all of a sudden, we find out we have all these flock cameras, because not 3 months after that hearing in December, which, you know, was quite raucous as well, nothing compared to what we saw last a couple weeks ago. But all of a sudden, these flock cameras were stuck in a bond request. You know, John, you and I are trained journalists. We know how to look at a bond request, but we don't have the time as a citizen, an ordinary citizen, and ordinary citizens don't know. A bureaucrat who's been in the job for 23 years knows how to slide one in the back door, and that's what he did here. And that's the objection in this town. That's why you're the little town with a big heart and a revolutionary spirit, you're seeing the latter.
Yeah, it's interesting, and correct me if I have this wrong, but I believe that Milford's Board of Aldermen tabled the camera moratorium vote to September. Is that a real pause, or is that political stalling, or what is it?
I can't say what it was. I think, you know, some of them just wanted a little more time for people to get together. It wasn't a good look. I know a lot of people have gone straight to their aldermen and said things. I've written all three of mine and said, please, you know, take these down. This wasn't done the right way. And the argument that it's, you know, oh, it was done, you know, in full view of the public is definitely a letter of the law explanation rather than spirit of the law. But it's really frustrating. The fact that they can, you know, see the different stickers on your car, that's just insane and unnecessary.
Well, the state Senate Majority Leader Bob Duff and others are now asking every Connecticut town to voluntarily pause new flock installations. You and I have been doing this a long time. I don't know that I've ever seen a voluntary ask be enough, but what say you?
I agree with you 100%. I think even Governor Lamont came out and said, let's pause these. That's a good message. And it's a good post, his victory over Josh Elliott in the primary message, but it's a palliative message. It's not doing anything. And look what he did. He asked post C, in other words, Chief Mello and his fellow officers over there doing generally good work, to come up with the rules. And that is literally letting, you know, tax hungry wolf being put in the charge of the hen house. So it's not enough. And what's also troubling to me, and John, you know, we've been journalists a long time. We know how, you know, narrative building works in the background. When I see flock cameras official statement saying, oh, we caught a murder in Milford, you know, we helped solve a murder in Milford. That's the same thing came out of the police chief's mouth. So I'm pretty sure there's a two-way communication there. And it's, again, not a good look. And the fact is, it took them 2 months to stop this murder. This murder happened 2,000 feet from my home. We've had an attempted car theft on my street, an actual car theft maybe 9 months ago. We have kids on e-bikes running wild like little Hell's Angels. And there's this claim that all of a sudden, well, we need this to do our work. Well, maybe we need to actually deploy the officers correctly, do some actual enforcement, and keep the character of the town rather than, because it really is, it's really about destroying quality of life, John. It's destroying the, you know, you've lived in Milford. This is a pleasant town. It's a lovely place to live. It's great. It's also pretty low key, but I expect police wherever I am to be doing their jobs. Get out, enforce traffic laws. Stop people that are doing the wrong things. Deal with the nuisances. Don't just say, I need something that I can tax you with automatically without really having any review over it. That's the core of the argument here. And this is, I think, a, I don't want to say a battle for the soul of the state, but I reminded people in the testimony, this is one of the original revolutionary states. We don't like these things. We've been fighting for our freedoms for a long time. And one of the Marines who got up, he was fantastic. Tony DiBiase, he just said, listen, I fought for this. I'm not giving it away. So that's what it comes down to.
All right, before I let you go, I know that you've also said the national press is getting the story wrong by and large. So as someone with your own journalism resume, what are outside reporters missing about either what's happening here in Connecticut or what's happening nationwide, in your opinion?
I think they're missing, I think they're just missing the point that, like, this is fundamentally, people will say this a lot. They'll sort of chuckle ruefully and, well, there's cameras everywhere anyway. There's Ring cameras everywhere in this neighborhood, you know, all over. I think they're missing the point that this is really, they're not going hard enough against the financial incentive that this puts in government. And I think that's what's being missed here, is that it's just an easy way to print money. It's, you know, D.C. put these cameras in. I parked legally. The camera showed I parked legally. I went to appeal. They said sorry. And it's because they literally have someone who probably didn't have a high school degree looking at the ticket. That's what I think the national media is missing, is the real quality of life and the fact that, honestly, the Flock people, I don't think, are being honest in the least.
Last question for you, Bryson. I have about a minute, and that is, as you know, I have many friends who are law enforcement here in Connecticut and around the country, some who are even police chiefs here in Connecticut. And what they say is, look, we need every tool at our disposal to help us, given limited resources and budget cuts and et cetera, et cetera. So what do you say to that?
What I say to that is, I think it's fair to say that after the summer of George Floyd, law enforcement lost a lot. There were people that were trying to defund the police. I'm not with that, John. You know, I was a former police reporter. You know, I've got a lot of law enforcement friends too. I'm for honest police work, but honest police work doesn't need every single tool. It's kind of like saying, remember when they were giving away the equipment from Afghanistan and Iraq to police forces, and they're saying, well, we need military weapons. No, you kind of really don't. Maybe just do the work. I would say to you this, and I'll leave you here. This is about this town only. There was literally less than 400 tickets a year issued by this town. And all of a sudden, oh, I need help. And the chief said it himself. He said, if you give me $6 million in the officers, I'll take the cameras down and do the enforcement the old-fashioned way. So I think if that's the argument being made, we all have limited resources. We all have to work well with them. But I don't think our liberties have to be given away just in the name of safety, because it's always going to be, oh, think about the kids, think about the safety. And that's how you chip away at what makes this country unique, which is its freedoms. So I'll leave it there.
This debate is not going anywhere. Bryson, my only caution to you, watch your blood pressure. I saw some video on YouTube. You were getting quite worked up at the Milford meeting. So please take good care of yourself. We're going to continue to follow this issue. I got to get over to Morgan with news at 8:30.
Thanks, Janice.